On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Okay, so now you know it's Monday, and you know Victoria is here. We know her as Tori Lagarde.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
It wasn't really a question. It was a statement.
I got that right. She is a humorist, an actress, a violinist.
Lots of ists.
Yeah, you are the ist queen.
True.
I don't know what that meant. So here we are. We'll take your questions at 508. No, I'm kidding.
We used to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to take
We've done questions. Live shows.
That used to be horrible.
So it was fun.
I didn't like it.
You never
it.
Know.
I never
yeah, I know
liked
you
it.
Always hated it.
Never liked it. Because some of the questions were stupid, and they were self-ingratiating, very similar to the entire program here. And
sure.
I'm just not interested
people
in
would drone
people.
On. They drone on, too. How do you cut them off?
You say, well, that's the only time we have, and that's it. So things are good. We're getting into a fall situation.
Yeah.
I like this.
Fall down, can't get up.
No, that's something else. That's where you need that little life alert thing.
Oh, you mean autumn.
Yeah.
Do people still say autumn? That's all fancy talk. Who says autumn?
Well, nobody says it. You said it.
Because I have to refresh everyone's memory. It's called autumn, you know.
Yeah.
The autumnal equinox.
Yeah. But spring, we just call one thing, so it's not fair.
Oh, yeah. Well, vernal equinox.
Vernal.
Correct.
Sounds like your neighbor somewhere in Nebraska.
Summer solstice. Winter solstice. The winters and summers have the same thing, and the springs and falls.
Yeah, those would be the shortest days of the year, longest days of the year. And every day seems too long for me, to be honest with
right
you.
Right now, yeah.
Until you turn 90, then it's like, uh-oh, I shouldn't have wished that.
No.
I used to, when I was a kid, when I heard the term winter solstice, I thought it was like, that's what you served at the Thanksgiving table, the winter salt sticks.
Really?
And, yeah, seriously. I thought it was like one of the salted pretzel things.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, how ingratiating that is, and they also do it during the summer.
Oh,
and then I found out, no, Ron, it's not a food.
No, there was a movie, I think, called something about the winter solstice. I think it was with one of the fondas. I'm not really sure.
Now, I thought a fonda was one of those cheese dips. You see, I just I never figured this stuff out.
No, you're all about food, it sounds like.
I am all about food. And my favorite holiday of the whole year, guess what that is?
I know, it's Thanksgiving.
Sure.
I think it's my boyfriend's, too. He's all about food. You'd get along well with him.
Everybody's all about food, really, when it comes
down
to it.
Do I look like I'm all about food? And you know me.
I don't. You could be. You might have just a really good metabolism. I really don't know.
Yeah, you might eat
like a whatever. I don't
know. Sometimes I can put it away.
I don't know. I like Thanksgiving because it's the one holiday where you can have a feast and not have to go to a religious house of worship.
Oh, sure.
I think that's
and
fantastic.
That's the reason for the holiday, isn't it, too? I mean, it's to partake in food.
I thought it was thank goodness I don't have to go to church today.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's what that was.
I don't know. I don't go anyway, so.
No.
There you go.
No.
That you don't go.
Why is that holiday always on a Thursday, and yet Christmas can be...
Oh, it fluctuates.
Easter.
Sure. That's like Memorial Day or Labor Day. You got to do the Mondays, man. You got to do them.
Yeah. I like that. I like it where it's the same...
You like the three-day weekend?
I hate that, but it's a distinguished day. That way I know it's always going to be Monday. Thanksgiving is always going to be a Thursday. This Easter thing drives me nuts.
And Mother's Day and Father's Day. You don't know.
It could snow during the holiday, or it could be the hottest. You can't imagine. It floats all over the place. It's like the beginning of middle of March or the end of May. I just like, wow.
Yeah, it's different.
Find a spot.
Keep you on your toes.
Select a seat and find a spot.
It's too late now. Things are set in stone.
All right.
Things are planetary.
So what's in the news right now is this deal with,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
this Kavanaugh
Shame
guy.
On you people. Shame on you people.
Which ones?
The ones that say, oh, we don't need an investigation. And this was years ago and whatever, man.
Well, what they're trying to
gosh.
Do is they're trying to push it through really fast so that this guy can get on the Supreme Court for the October session.
I doubt it's going to happen.
I think what I'm most angry about is trying to rush this through. And as I've said on the pod of casts, I said, I don't understand why this is the one position in our entire nation that is a lifelong position. Like, why would you do a lifelong position in anything unless you're the Pope? It doesn't really make any sense.
He's in some hot water too, isn't he? The Pope?
Yes, he
There's
is.
Stuff going over
yes,
there.
Yes, he is. He apparently was aware of stuff. And
it all tracks back to sex, doesn't it?
Yes.
People in their sex. What's going on?
Everything is...
Keep
that's
it
a
in
good,
your pants.
It's a good point, Tori. Everything revolves around sex.
Stop it. Enough.
When you meet a person, it's revolves around sex.
You think?
Whether you
I
have
I had a
it,
real courtship. I had a real courtship with my boyfriend. It was great.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm right. just saying that when you meet somebody and you're attracted to them, your immediate response is, someday I'd like to get that thing in bed. No, really, you may not act upon it for months, but in your head,
most guys
I'm going to go after that one. I'm going after that. No,
yeah.
girls too.
Well,
girls too,
we've had
I
this
think.
Discussion so many times, Ron.
Well, and I don't remember
we'll
well.
Go,
so,
we'll go know. Back to who's in prison and who's walking around. And, you know, it's a man thing.
Yeah, well.
9 out of 10 times it's a man.
Well, it is.
99 out of 100 it's a man.
Right. Well, you've just
you know,
turned into a percentage now.
You know. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying most guys, that's what they're. And you know, if you think I can't spot it, guys, you're wrong. I've lived a long time. I've been around the block. You think you're just being friendly with me? I already know what's happening. So just, you know what? Save yourself. Save both of us the
time.
Well,
we have been around this block. And sex also is synonymous with power.
Yes.
And someone has to be in control. And the man has been taught through the generations that he's supposed to be the one. And I think we're very slowly coming out of that teaching process where, they're both powerful. And certainly in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not lifting a piano. But certainly as far as anything else is concerned.
Right.
And
lifting a piano.
Well, I
don't ask people to lift pianos. They have machines for that, don't they? Like pulley systems?
Well, it's not a machine. That'd just be a rope and pulley.
Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, sometimes it's just a group of guys, unfortunately, and they all named Vito.
Yeah. And they have a trucking company?
Yeah, always.
It's 800.
And it says it right on the van.
Right on the van.
Right on the
They're
van.
Always the ones driving slow in front of me.
Right.
How am I driving?
Right.
Like you don't belong on the road. Right. Like you're 9 years old.
Yeah. You best not ask me that question with a phone number because I may call and actually give you my opinion and you don't want that.
If they're in front of me, I'm always like, well, you just don't take a left. Don't take a left because I'm taking a left.
Yeah.
And then they don't.
Yeah.
So I will it to happen,
I
right?
No, I can't account for them. Soon we'll have driverless piano trucks. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah,
anyway.
I'm very upset about that Kavanaugh
I know.
Thing.
I know. What's not to be upset about?
And here's a big question, which nobody on the news addresses. I twatted
you don't
CNN.
Tweet.
No, but I twatted for this.
Ooh.
And I said to CNN, why do you not ask the question, what happens if Kavanaugh gets a lifelong appointment, and then months down the line, we find out this really
happen? I'll tell you what. I've already heard what can happen. I heard it either today or yesterday.
Okay.
That's in the state of Maryland where this occurred.
Yes.
She can bring this. This is a felony. She can still bring it up at any point.
Bring it.
Even when he's been appointed, it can still happen.
But what would be the recourse for a man who has been appointed to a lifelong job? Can you ever strip that away from him?
Why not?
No, I don't know. It's
what are you talking
not?
About? Of course, if someone commits murder, you just because they're the president, they get to walk away. I'm thinking no.
I'm thinking Trump thinks yes.
Well, that's nice. He didn't write the laws. He just thinks he can maneuver them.
Oh, he won't even be around by February.
Well,
here's what's going on. You want to hear my prediction?
Okay.
All right. And I'm doing this. We're doing this. You know, everybody
you
can hear.
Listen
you
up.
Certainly will remember what I say. I would say that by January, at the latest, as soon as this November election is finished, then Mueller will say, okay, I'm going full guns again. We're going back on track. And he's already got all the information that he needs.
He's got Manafort. He's got
Manafort. Right. He's got Cohen. He's got everybody.
Sure.
He's got everybody he needs. He knows exactly what happened. And it'll be over. It'll be over. The report will go to the Senate, and the Republicans again will be in the situation like, what do we do now?
And Melania got scolded. Her people got scolded for the Hatch Act, I think it was, for doing that MAGA thing.
Yeah.
You know what? Stop it.
I don't know. I find it amazing that the guy that's been accused of sexual assault by so many women who and then became president actually supports people that are questionable.
And what about Roy Moore?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Can you believe that?
I know.
He's back in Kavanaugh. You know, shut up. You need to go sit down.
Hey, Donald, alienate all the women you can because you're doing a fine job of killing your own deal. Keep alienating people. Keep going, babe.
Kavanaugh's ratings or whatever his popularity thing was going down, it was dropping.
Swapped. It's swapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it used to be favorable. Now it is more unfavorable.
And these people that are sticking up for him that have young daughters, you know what? Someday it's all going to come back, man.
I guarantee you if the FBI investigated this particular situation, which they really should do, they say they can't, but they can.
They did with Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. They will find that if they interviewed people who went to that school, that this Kavanaugh guy probably had a reputation for doing this kind of nasty stuff with his little gang of buddies. I guarantee you. Yes, he does look the type. He looks smug. And he's spent every day at the White House since so that they can prep him.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how fair is fair, right?
My head's going to explode.
I'm telling you. Anyway, this is not why we do the show, Tori.
We do it because I have a Spanish dry cleaner.
Yeah. Ow.
Listen, I have to tell the story because it just happened yesterday. And I had to call my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually texted him, please call me. And I've never done that. This is the first time I've ever said, can you call me? Because it's too much to text.
He must have been...
He was excited. He's like, oh, can you wait a minute? Because he was at work.
Maybe he thought something was wrong. Like, I would have thought something was wrong. Like, please call me. You got to call me immediately.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah. Oh. But it was just too much to text. It was the greatest story. Okay. All right, so I have this Spanish dry cleaner, and I love them. I go in, I have the things altered, cleaned, whatever. And every time I go in, they have this awesome music playing. That's my first clue that they were Espanol.
Spanish music.
And I saved all the music, and I download, listened to it at home. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico. And so I say, you know, gracias as I leave. Gracias. Mm-hmm. And they say, de nada. But today or yesterday, I kicked it up a notch. Okay. I said, ooh, I'm going to go in and I'm going to say, ¿cómo está?
Ooh.
And you know what? Not the best idea because this is what happened after that. ¿Cómo está? Oh, muy bien. Muy bien. Oh, but they started speaking like fluent Spanish. And I didn't know what was happening, and I just had to go with it, Ron. She takes down one of my garments and explains to me what they did with the alteration in Spanish.
Oh, my God, because she thought you were Spanish.
Yes, and I didn't know what she was saying, so I just went, all of a sudden I mumbled, ¿Inglés? Right. And she didn't hear me, and she just kept going, and I just went, okay, and then sort of like, you know, adios, hasta luego, and she said, hasta luego, and I left not knowing what was even transpired. So this is a good lesson. I told my boyfriend, and he was cracking up, because it was so funny, because I do this a lot, you know, speak the languages, but I thought I'd just greet, and you know, and then they just...
Yeah.
But this is going to be a problem when I go back now, don't you think?
Well, what's going to happen with your clothes? I mean, what were they telling you? We're going to rip these things up, because they're no good, okay? Yeah, good. That's fine.
No, I took them with me, that wasn't it, but I have to correct this next time.
Yeah, you may get more starch than you had planned for. I don't know what.
Or I have to learn Spanish. You know, that's a good lesson for me.
Or they may show up at your house thinking they can stay overnight. I don't know what you did there.
I agreed to something. She's like, we couldn't fix this. It was the best we could do because I brought it back because it didn't look right. And then she gave it back to me, looked the same.
And you actually agreed.
And I agreed.
Maybe you're going to get 3 years of People magazine delivered to your home. I mean,
I already have that, so that's okay.
Well, that could be a double.
Oh, okay. I'll take more. But anyway, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. I'll straighten it out.
Yeah, you got it. Go in there next time and speak Russian, and they don't speak Russian, and they'll say, we thought you spoke Spanish. No, that's Russian. You
привет. Как у тебя дела?
That's it.
Хорошо.
Don't even say anything. Just start doing that. You'll screw them up. They won't even know what to say.
I'm global. They don't even know. Right. You know, either that or just don't go back. Yeah. I think I'm just not going to go back. I think I have to find a new dry cleaner.
Are there other people there, or is it just one person?
Just one lady.
Oh, so she's got no one to even consult with.
No.
So she can't even turn around and say, last week I thought she was Spanish.
You know what? She can't even do that. She speaks
English. Oh, she
does. So it's fine. Oh, okay. I've spoken English to her in the past. All right. But now I've screwed it all up.
Yeah, you have.
Tori.
Yeah.
Why do you
She thinks that you're like a sister now to her.
I know. I didn't think I looked very Hispanic. Like a big sister. I guess it doesn't make any difference now.
Oh, there's been a connection made.
I like them.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Over the weeks, you've been asking me, would you rather questions.
Oh, I know. And did you prepare some?
I actually did. I felt horrible.
No.
I felt horrible.
I have more for you today. So we'll do four a day for me. And then
you have morphine. That's cool. That should be fun. We should have done that before we started the show.
You know, I don't know. No pain, I talk no gain. Funny. Okay. I talk pretty.
No, I don't hear well.
What?
There you go. That's why I have gigantic headphones on, so I can't hear you.
Okay. What are you going to ask me?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
So afraid.
Oh, don't be afraid. This really bothers you, doesn't it?
Well, you know, the truth. Truth or dare.
Okay, here we go. The first one we'll make very esoteric.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Would you rather have a weed... Let's start again.
Weed, I don't smoke.
Weed, I don't know. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in your life?
Ooh, that's a good one. Did you make this up?
I must say no.
Okay, but I like it. Mm-hmm. I want a rewind button.
And go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a matter as opposed to just stopping for now.
Right, I want to rewind.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. Because that would give me, because that way I can get back to the point where I paused it.
But you know what?
So, logically makes sense.
Those are good questions, but you know what? I still would rather have nothing. I just want to go from here. Because if you rewind, you still have to relive it all over, the good and the bad. And I'm learning everything. Every mistake I make, I'm learning. So if I go back, what if I hadn't learned? What if I have to just do that again and I make the same mistake?
See, it doesn't say if you go back in time with the knowledge that you have now
or not.
So they're not specific enough. So let's call that a really bad question.
That's all right.
Here we go. Would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush?
Toothbrush. Toothbrush.
Hmm.
Because I use my boyfriend's toothbrush. He uses mine, so really? I'm already fine with it.
Yeah, let's see. I get it because I wear my girlfriend's underwear. Ooh. I'm only kidding. That's a joke, obviously. I know. I think.
They don't. You said dirty underwear. If it's clean underwear, no, okay.
Dirty.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Would you rather fart every time you laugh or burp every time you cry?
Burp when I cry.
Because you don't cry that much?
I cry all the time.
Oh.
But I would rather burp because there's not much odor and it's not embarrassing as much as farting when I laugh. I laugh a lot too.
Yeah.
That would get, and I probably have farted when I laughed at times, but not every time.
I remember doing it, and you never know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And when you do it, it's usually the loud one.
Oh no! Yeah. Because you're already tensed up,
and then it just explodes.
Yeah, that's fun.
And
do you ever light them?
I think we did this.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I know we did this.
Would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with the person you hate the most?
Oh, alone.
Me too.
My gosh, that was a no-brainer.
Stupid question. Why would they? I guess some people just really don't want to be alone no matter what.
Oh, I see.
But
no, not me.
No, not me.
Apocalypse works for me. Yeah. The apocalypse.
That's why I hope there really isn't a heaven, because I don't want to be reunited with all these people that I had to live with.
That's a great reason.
Yeah. What if they're, what kind of heaven would that be?
Right. You just want to be asleep and it's all nothing. Just blackness.
No. Heaven should be a place where you go where everybody who you don't like wouldn't be there. But I can't. I don't think it'd be all about me.
Well, you have to be like in a place to actually probably go to heaven if there's a place. Like your heart has to be right. And therefore you wouldn't mind meeting these people because you'd already be cool and copacetic with it all. Right?
How many people would be in heaven then?
You're going to be angry in heaven? Well,
everybody's angry in heaven. I mean, everybody knows somebody in their life that they just seethingly can't stand, his or her.
Correct. Sorry.
Like, no, it's important that you do that.
It's like...
Of course, I can edit that out, but it's still important that you do that. I think everybody who is human has been hurt by somebody and does not like them.
Of course.
And I guess if you're a real Christian, you forgive them, but I think it's just something you say. I don't think you really forgive them.
You know what? I'm thinking some Christians need to go back and read the Bible because they're not being very forgiving. I just know that.
No, of course not.
Well, of course not. If you believe in Jesus and everything he says, then you're supposed to be. That's rule number one, I think, is forgiveness.
You have to follow the rules
and to
say...
So they're hypocrites.
See, they think that when you say it, then you've done it. But it's not that. No. It's like actually feeling.
They won't even re-add me on Facebook. You're not a Christian. You're not forgiving.
Would you have a murderer over to your house for dinner? I forgive you. You probably were a little upset that day. You would say, "My God, you ruined my life." So I can't go to heaven now because
they're grudge holders. People are grudge holders. Go away. Any more questions?
Yeah, sure.
You got some other?
Careful now.
Uh-oh.
This is for you. This is tailored for
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, uh-oh. Is this the F one?
No.
No.
No, that was tailored for me.
Ooh.
Would you rather have a horrible short-term memory or a horrible long-term memory?
A horrible short-term memory. I like my old memories. I want to keep them.
Okay. That's good.
My kids, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Love that.
Fine.
If I had to lose that, you know, that's like when you get Alzheimer's too. You pretty much, don't you keep your old time memory, correct, but you lose your new time memory?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Usually that's where it starts.
All right. Then I'll yes, do that one.
Yes. Okay. Good. Good choice. Nice.
I got some weird ones.
You
want to
have the chicken or the beef?
The beef.
See, that's something I would have trouble with. One more for you. Would you rather, maybe this isn't good for you because you're in a certain situation. Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside?
Oh, well, you're right. I've already found my true love.
So go for the money.
It's so make-believe. You mean $1 million.
No, it's not make-believe.
You are winning the lottery.
This is a new game show on NBC, actually. I would certainly go for the $1 million.
What?
Absolutely.
No.
True love? Let me tell you something, Corey.
Here we go.
You find $5 million, you're going to
get a lot of love. A lot of fake love and people.
Yeah, but out of those,
and it runs out, and then what do you do when it's gone? You're all alone forever. Ugh, you haven't thought this through.
Well, that's where we started, isn't it?
You've gone full circle. And you, right. All right, with a yacht right. Now. You have right. A yacht and go around right. The world.
Or as they say, I've gone 180 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it.
There, you want to hear
I've
some?
I've got more, but I'm not going to make the whole show about this.
Oh, mine are wacky. Yours seem right, like really think about them. Mine are bizarre, right. As usual.
I've got some wax here, but I didn't get into it. Go on.
All right, what would you rather? Here you go. Mm-hmm. Always know when someone is lying or always be able to get away with lying?
Boy, always know when somebody is lying.
Yeah, that's the one I picked too. Because I don't lie. I don't need to lie. And I don't think you do either.
No. And if I did, I wouldn't want it to be always. Because that would be a bad habit.
I didn't think of it that way. Boy, you're really breaking this down. Which reminds me, back on last week's question, I have to say that I asked my boyfriend those questions. Right. And he went with his little pinky-sized snakes. He'd fight 100 little snakes, then one giant 40-foot bee.
Oh, really?
So he was on your side.
Well, interesting.
Because he said those bees can fly. I hadn't thought about that. If I'm running from it, it can fly at me, right?
It can do more harm to me as an entity because it's larger than me.
Okay.
one right. Sting and I'm done. With the snakes, you can probably, you know.
There's only 100.
Yeah.
And the makeup, he agreed he'd wear the clown clothes.
Yes.
No clown makeup.
Oh, well, who would want the clown makeup?
And he would never, he thought he'd want to read, though, in the movies. That was a tough one. He'd rather be able to read than watch movies for the rest of his life.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, we didn't agree on that. But it was tough. He, you know. And, of course, travel by scooter. You don't want to travel by screaming children. Everyone wants to travel by scooter.
Interesting how nobody wants that, yet we all have babies.
They're screaming every time you travel? No.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Here you go. This is a good one for you. Would you rather never have trouble going to sleep or never have trouble waking up?
Never have trouble going to sleep.
I would go with waking up.
Really?
Yeah, I have trouble waking up. I have no trouble going to sleep. I need help getting up.
Well, look, if you don't get to sleep, you don't have to worry about getting up.
Well.
You're already up. That's the way I look at it.
You're just going to sleep forever, dude?
No. You get up, you're just really tired. You're aware. You're not dead.
Oh, okay.
You're not comatose, but you just have trouble getting out of bed.
Is it comatose or comatose?
We've depends.
Talked about this. I forget the answer.
It depends. I say comma, you say coma. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, that's a good question.
There's probably no
It might be a tomato. It could be.
Could be. Could
so
be.
you'd rather have trouble getting, you'd rather go right to sleep.
Sure.
I go right to sleep, though. Yeah, so no, I can't even imagine.
I'd be more rested there.
Really? I gotta wake up.
I don't go right to sleep. I would like to go right to sleep.
Yeah, most people don't, I guess. Although people claim they don't, and I hear them snoring as soon as they fall asleep. They think they're not sleeping.
Because they sleep like for 2 hours, and that's like not sleeping at all, almost.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. You know? You have that same problem?
Yeah.
Do you have sleep apnea?
Maybe.
Ooh,
that's
I like
no
that word.
And maybe.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
Yep. Sometimes.
Okay.
If it's an allergy day.
How do you know if you're asleep? that you've stopped breathing in your sleep.
If you live with somebody, you will know. There's no gray area involved with that. Okay. You will know.
You'll know.
You check the bruises on the side of your body, and you'll know how many times you've been told.
Really?
Sure.
Can injure people in their sleep?
Sure. Easier.
I mean, obviously, but not nice.
If you're lying next to somebody that just doesn't stop snoring and you can't get to sleep, it's your only alternative.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know it's abuse. I know it's considered abuse, but it's also self-preservation. So I don't know.
They make devices you can use for not snoring.
Well,
one of my exes had to get one.
I know.
He had to.
I know.
But I found out it was a problem his whole life. He'd sleep at the churches, at the things, and they didn't like it. I mean, you know, they had the sleepovers for the kids.
Oh.
And the counselors would all, you know, supervise this big sleepovers in a church. Oh. So he said he snored all the time.
Oh, at the sleepovers.
But he never took care of it at the sleepovers until I said, listen, you're snoring. I'll fix that.
Yeah. See, to me, a sleepover is the sermon.
I know, you'd sleep in the church. A lot of people do, I suppose, right?
Yeah. And now here's the sermon for the day. You go for it, Father. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'm tuning out.
Enjoy.
And then you snore in church. That'll cause a stir.
Well, you know. If they throw you out, so be it.
They can't. The forgiveness. Remember the whole forgiveness thing?
It's right. You can't do anything wrong.
You can't. Please, you're disturbing. Please wake up. They gently rouse you.
Let me ask you a question, Tori, because I'm not of that persuasive
I used to be.
The confession part.
No, I'm not even that. Okay. I never did that. It's Catholic. Right.
Okay. I don't know.
I never confessed
anything.
So
you go into the little room.
Sure.
And you confess what you want to confess and you don't what you don't, quite obviously.
Probably, yeah.
I would assume. And the priest on the other side of the screened-in porch door says, I forgive you, because that's what we do.
Right.
So you say 12 Hail Marys. And
rosaries. Thinking, you say the rosary.
Yeah, whatever. So you verbalize it, mm-hmm. and you're out of there.
Yeah.
You know, you can go out and you can start chopping up animals. I don't get that.
It's a ritual. It's a rite, isn't it?
It is a verbal thing. You say it, you're good.
Right.
And then you go out and you get, you know, shit-faced and you drive and you kill
people. And you wait till Saturday to do it again, or Sunday. So it's one of those days. It's a weekend thing.
Yeah,
so you confess on the weekend.
I don't think it's a soul deal going on. I think it's a verbal
affirmation. You feel good, I guess. You're cleansing yourself. It's what you're supposed to do. It's scripture, so you get to get away with it.
It wouldn't feel good if you do something bad and the other person says, nah, don't sweat it, just say this.
But what about if you're confessing to a murder or a crime? They've done movies about stuff like that.
I think I told you the story, if you have a memory.
tell me again, Ron.
Way back when I was doing the broadcast radio stuff, I got into the biggest trouble I ever had gotten in my radio career. I think I told you this.
Oh.
It was during the priest controversy thing.
Right.
It was back like in 2002 or 3 or something like that.
Right.
And I was doing a show, and I said on the air, if someone goes to confession and confesses to a crime or a murder, something even that serious, if the priest does not report that to the police, mm-hmm. then the priest would be an accessory to the crime because they are holding back information. And the other person that was with me said, well, that would be an attorney, would be the same
attorney-client privilege. Sure.
And I said, but this is not an attorney. This is...
It's higher. It's a higher power.
I don't see it on the roster.
Jesus.
Well, look, if a human being is sitting there and someone confesses I murdered somebody and I have not been caught,
mm-hmm.
Could this priest in this priest's mind actually say, we'll do the Hail Mary thing here? You can't.
Could you make an anonymous phone call, dude? Just say, psh, 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 psh.
I don't know.
God would know, though.
So that's what I said on the air.
Yeah.
My supposition is always that nobody listens to these shows, you know, even when, you know, with the broadcast thing.
No, they do.
Well, I found that out because within about 3 days, a letter was delivered, registered to the general manager of the radio station. And
the general manager
calls me in, mm-hmm. and I'd never been called. I thought he was going to say, good job, Ron. Everything's good.
Yeah.
But he shows me the letter, and he's not mad or anything. No. He just shows me the letter because in radio, we all expect things to go awry.
Right.
Shows me the letter. It's signed by 18... priests and archdiocese, including the Archdiocese of Boston.
Cardinal Law?
I guess.
Oh my God.
And Lawrence and some, but there's like 20 signatures from all different parishes.
Right.
Saying that what Mr. Van Dam said on the air was apprehensible, and we would really appreciate an apology. No. We just want you to know that this.
Do you still have the letter?
No, it was not given to me. It was written to the station, not to me.
Right.
So, so the general manager says, "Ron, can you just say something on the air, and you know, just so we can clear this up? Not a big deal.
So
you can say whatever you want." I get on the air.
Oh no!
And I said, "If I hurt anybody, I apologize for that." And I left it, and that was the end of it.
Okay, so you never said the church or anything?
No. I said, if anybody was hurt by what I had said.
What did you say again?
Said,
what exactly did you say? You said the you said that they should tell the police?
No,
or they
I,
don't.
I said
don't.
The priest would be an accessory
okay.
to the crime.
But, yeah.
Yeah. If they didn't report it, that would be an obstruction of justice. And that was it. And so I didn't apologize for saying that or saying that I incorrectly said it. I simply said that. I apologize if that offended anybody.
All right, so this begs the question.
And I never heard another thing.
Do you think this is happening or has happened? People have confessed to crimes to priests, and it's not. It's being unreported.
So.
You don't think so?
I don't think that someone who murders somebody is going to
tell
the priest
about it. You just don't want another letter. I think it's happened.
It's probably happened somewhere.
Well, that's what I mean.
I wouldn't know.
In the United States, I think it's happened.
Yeah,
more than
by
once.
The law of averages, that probably happened somewhere. But I would think that if someone murdered somebody, that's not the kind of thing that they would
confess.
Even
maybe
if they
just
were
testing
devout,
the waters. Maybe they haven't Catholic, even. Maybe they haven't committed murder. They just want to test the waters and see if they get turned in. And then they didn't, so they wait a few months, and then they know it's okay to do that. I don't know.
I don't think a few months would do it. No, I don't know. I don't know either, because there's no way of knowing.
Right.
Because they don't tell.
I'm not a Catholic priest, so
well,
I could never
know
someone confessed to me.
These are people that commit crimes on
you get to take talk kids. About taking it to your grave. Something
yeah.
you confess that
yeah.
to a priest. He's
yeah.
got a really oof.
Mm.
Don't confess to me, anybody. I don't want to know. You're putting a burden on me.
There are many, many good priests, but then there are those priests also that have committed their own crimes and haven't told anybody about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have, they're accessory again. Yeah, we just shuffle them to another place where they don't know what happened.
Right. Well, that's pretty awful.
It's extremely awful, and that's where the Pope's in trouble. This man that was so loved by every country, he would make visitations to countries.
It's Francis, right?
Yes, yes. And Frank, I call. And he would, everybody loved the guy, his recent visit to New York.
Yeah, because he was more liberal.
Yes.
He wasn't, he was letting the rules go a little, he was flexible on him.
Now we find out that not flexible enough here, Beg. You know, stuff is still going on and you're not really doing anything about it except for just saying sorry.
Yeah. No, that's yeah.
And these are lifelong appointments, by the way. Let's
getting
back to
life. Until you die.
Yeah.
You can retire if you're a judge. Can you can popes, they retire?
One did
one
recently.
Did.
I think the prior one
I think
retired.
He was old. He was just old.
Well, they're all old, Tori.
Is that part of the job requirement?
Yeah, kind of. They start old.
And they're all men.
Yeah.
Don't get me started, man. And I ain't no feminist, but you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're all men by definition.
It's just a hierarchy. It's just a patriarchy.
I know.
Some kind of archies.
You know, in my mind, here's my, in my mind, because the Supreme Court is so political, really.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody who says it's not is kind of kidding
themselves.
They're
not paying attention.
It should be a split. It should be a 50-50. There should be enough Supreme Court justices so that you
they
have
can't.
An even
There's
number.
There's 9 of them, though. They can't.
Make it 10.
No. They have to be a deciding vote.
But then, you've always got one that's going to lean in one direction or the other all the time. I don't think you need a deciding vote. I think it should be split. If it's split, then we got stuff. That's like a jury. Like, go back into the room don't come out until you... seriously, that's what they tell the people. The juries, same thing. If it's 50,
then you get a hung jury, then you get a mistrial.
Tori, if something,
what about that?
If something's 50-50, then it probably shouldn't be changed.
Okay.
Because that is too much on the line.
That means
no decision has been made. To change something from a Supreme Court, it must be a majority, and that would mean it would have to be 6-4. So...
Oh,
but a 5-5, no change. Sorry, no deal. That's
why
fine.
Haven't
That's
they thought
jury.
Of that before then?
Because nobody asks me these things.
Well, they must have thought of it. I mean,
I
there must be a
have.
Reason why they don't do
this
that.
This Constitution crap. I mean, you know, you can't change these things.
I don't know.
And no political party wants to make it that way because they don't want things to work like that. They want it to lean one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
We're captive here of this political party crap.
But you know what? Most people, believe it or not, are just trying to live their lives and get their paycheck and feed their kids.
That is correct, Tori.
Go on vacation.
That is correct.
And they don't bother thinking things really through, like how is this going to really affect me and my kids in the future?
Yes.
They're living day to day.
I know. And you know what? That's sad. And I'm not putting anybody down, but if you're an American citizen and you don't know what's going on in this country...
And you don't care what's going on in this country.
Right. I mean, you know how many times, because I'm in the business, how many times people say to me, Ron, so what's going on in the world? And I stop and I say, you're asking me?
Right. Well, you do know stuff.
Yeah, but why haven't you found out yourself? And when I tell them...
They want you to do the legwork.
No, they don't.
They know you know. You're up on it. Ron, you're always reading stuff and learning stuff.
Sorry, it's not that. It's that they don't even know what's going on. They're citizens in this country, and they could be crapped on every day.
Then why are they asking you if they don't want to know?
It's conversation. Just conversation. Hey, Ron, hey, you follow the news. What's going on? You know, like, what are you talking about? And then I tell them something about something's going on in Washington, and they go, well, I didn't know that. You didn't know it. It's been in the news every day.
Right. Good point. Good point.
That bothers me greatly.
Yeah.
That's
never going to go away.
That's a little scary.
That's never going to go away.
I wouldn't say they're vapid, but they just don't pay attention. And when you don't pay attention, someone's going to drop an anvil on your head because you're not looking around.
Acme anvil?
Pretty much. Yeah. If you don't know what's going on, you can be taken for a ride, and most of you have.
I'm not. I haven't been.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
You haven't been. Right.
Oh, God, no.
We're not on any rides. Rides make me dizzy and sick sometimes.
Yeah, I can't do the rides.
No. I think it's circular and too tall. I don't like those Ferris wheels.
Mm-hmm.
They're too high.
Well, what if when they're loading and unloading, you can get stuck
at the
top?
Yeah, I was. I don't like it.
No,
it's not happening again.
No.
I got trolled once.
Yeah. I don't mind when it's moving. Too much. I still mind.
Yeah.
You know, but when it stops and you're stuck on top as they're loading a little kid who's crapped his pants on the bottom.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you realize I'm in a tiny little cage like 100 feet in the sky. Oh, crap.
Well, if they could arrange it so I could be the first one on and the first one off. I mean, last one on and first one up and just go around. Like a Madonna or something.
Well, those are the VIP tickets.
You know what I was
yes.
thinking? If you're a celebrity like Jennifer Lopez or a Kardashian or a Hilton, you get like that service all the time.
You do. Yes, you
probably
do.
Get the park shut down. You get your own bathroom in your house.
Yes, with a vegetable
that no one gets to use. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it gets cleaned every day.
Well,
your clean bathroom, clean towels every day.
That's because it's 20 bathrooms.
How do you get that?
That's what they have in
some of
their houses.
I have to share a bathroom, and then sometimes there's no water left.
Who needs 20 bathrooms?
I don't need it, but I want my own. Can I have one that's just mine? There's always some hot water if I need it.
I don't understand this mansion stuff. I mean, I get the large home. I mean, I have a very large home, but this palace stuff. I mean, what do you?
Oh yeah.
What was it? This mansion stuff with like
show
20
up. It's
bedrooms.
Ego. It's ego. I'm better than you. I have more than you. I'm everything. You got to show it off in people's faces. I drive a Bentley. I got a Tesla.
I don't get
it's
it.
It's just showing
there are
off.
These gigantic homes, and it's just one person. They're sometimes not even married. It's just like, what are you doing?
It's going to turn, you know, man. If people that have so much like that ostentatious display, it's going to turn on you. Just keep doing it and see what happens, man, in the revolution.
That's what bothered me about Trump from the very beginning. When he ascended from the Trump Tower down the escalator into the lobby, I said to myself, we got a guy here that is screwed up in the head. This guy has got illusions of grandeur and is sucking it into his brain 24/7. And then he does an interview before he even decides to run, sitting in this golden throne practically in a chair with molding that is made with gold lamé.
It's gaudy.
It was extremely gaudy. But it was stuff flown in from Italy and marble walls. And it's like, and you want to be my president? Are you showing me that you're every man? And apparently just because he likes pussy, he is every man. From the very beginning, I saw this coming.
He's just bad news.
Again,
I see his face on TV. I got to look away. I turn it off.
I do too.
I can't stand it.
Well, fortunately, most of the cartoons are not attractive for him. But again, by January, the guy will be in so much hot water, it won't be
Did funny. You talk about the new Stormy Daniels book? Because I don't want to talk about it.
No.
You didn't?
No. At this point, her...
No, but the thing that just came out, you heard about it?
Yes, I did,
good.
I did not
right,
talk
about
it. Right,
let's not do that.
No,
go there.
No.
Right, I'm just going to throw up.
I can only handle one explosive situation at a time.
Like this wasn't diarrhea. We want not projectile vomiting with it. We just want, you know.
I've only got one ass, Tori.
Well, two exits, no waiting.
That's right. Well, for you.
That's what Robin Williams used to say.
I understand. Have we covered everything?
I have another question if you want. I only asked you two.
All right.
Would you rather have the most annoying voice in the world or always have the same song stuck in your head?
Annoying voice in the world.
Yeah, the song, I agree with you.
Song
will
drive you nuts.
I agree with you. I agree with you there.
More than anything.
So it's going to be like a really, really bad voice that you have to have all the time, like this one? Is this annoying enough?
Eventually, because this is the United States of America with strange social mores, eventually...
That's acceptable.
Eventually, it would be the norm.
It is.
No one cares. You would be so famous. You'd be making so much money.
She has the most annoying voice in the world.
But that annoying song will literally put you in an insane asylum. Literally. Within minutes.
So that was a no-brainer.
No-brainer. Some of these questions are just, if you think them through, they're kind of...
Sometimes I make you stop and think. You did think about
that. Well, I'll always stop and think. That doesn't mean it's not obvious. Everything's got a logical response to it.
You know, probably. Yeah. But these are so off the wall. All right, here's one more. It's the last one.
Okay.
Maybe ever, because this is my last question. I have to go find more. Okay.
Ever.
Would you rather... I have two. Okay. But would you rather have the ability to shrink or the ability to grow large?
Larger.
What? No.
I am large.
Grow large or shrink? I'm talking like, honey, I shrunk the kids small, big like Gulliver.
Would you rather be 12 feet tall or 2 feet tall?
The ability to do that. No, like an inch tall.
Oh, the ability? Oh, the tall.
Oh, I'm going to shrink.
Why?
I could go everywhere, dude.
No, you can't.
I'm a tiny.
You can't go to Disney World rides.
I could be on the ride and no one would know.
No.
I could go under doors.
Wouldn't you find
it? I could go hide in people's pockets.
Tori, what if you're in a large crowd? You could just all of a sudden escalate your body. No. Well, that's the bad part. But wouldn't it be great that you could just rise above it and see your way out?
They'd shoot you down, man. They'd say, look at that freak, and they'd shoot you. The army and the military would. It'd be like a Godzilla movie.
What scenario are you talking about?
Any scenario. You can't just grow 20 feet. They'd think you were a threat.
Shoot you down?
They'd have drones all over your ass. Stop it. You can't get big.
And you're saying if you're 2 feet tall, there'd be no drones
all
over your ass.
Not 2 feet. I'm an inch tall. I'm under the radar. There is no radar for me.
So an inch taller and they'd shoot you down?
No, I'm an inch tall.
Oh, that's all. Just an inch. Oh.
Yes. I'm going to shrink down to microscopic.
Okay.
You didn't understand
me. No, I did not. I thought from what you are now, you'd grow another inch. And I thought, what's the big deal with this?
No, I'm going to shrink down to where you can't see me.
Oh.
Or would you rather be 100 feet tall and be like Godzilla? That's what I'm saying. You're a threat.
Can a viable answer be none of the above?
No. Now you still want to be big or you want to be shrink? Able to grow or able to shrink?
Shrink.
See, I know. It's always shrink.
Well, because I misunderstood the question.
You did misunderstand.
It was a moderator.
That's it. The military would be all over your tall ass.
I see what you're saying with the military. Military.
And the drones. Military. But you know what? You shrink down. You're over there hiding. No one can tell. You could spy on everyone.
And then when you get to the other side, you're going to be normal size again?
Yeah. You're either normal size or shrink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You want to
totally
shrink when you want. You could get
question.
In for free to a concert. Under the door.
They don't even know you're
they
there.
They don't know you're there. And then you're big and you're there.
That's very perfect.
See?
Yeah.
I knew you'd see it my way.
The moderator was really...
Wait till I ask my buff friend this. He's already listening, but I'm going to ask him before he hears the show. So I'm going to spring it on him.
Well, that's a no-brainer. There are a lot of these are no-brainers. If the question is posed properly.
Last question. Will you only want to be able to yell when you speak or only want to be able to whisper when you speak?
Oh.
He's thinking. I smell the wood burning.
For me, whisper.
I agree. I would say whisper. Also whisper. Because there's a channel on YouTube just whispering. It's called Gentle Whispers.
It is very, very...
it's ASMR.
Yes, it is. And they have it in every category.
Yeah.
It is really amazing.
It's very good.
Sometimes...
Yeah, it gives you chills when you do it just right. That's right.
It can be very stimulating.
The yelling is going to be the worst.
Yeah. You son of a bitch, get out of my life.
Yeah, F off.
This is it. We're through.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Usually those things are yelled if you aren't paying attention out there in listening land.
Who's going to get angry if you say it that way?
Donald Trump's great. We love him. He's the best.
I think he's an asshole.
I hope that soundbite isn't like used against me. She whispered it. It's true. It's true. Okay.
Well, they'd have to bump the sound out.
This could be another annoying voice.
Yeah. The only reason I like the whisper is you can say things sarcastically and they can say, what'd you say? I didn't say anything.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's nothing.
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Yelling. You're done.
People get angry.
You finished.
They don't like yelling. You could even yell, I love you. Yeah. Good things.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Doesn't it?
If someone yelled and screamed, I love you, it would be like, oh, God.
I know.
Go
I
away.
I can't live without you. That sounds threatening.
Well, I can't live with you.
Please go away.
Please, you're ruining my life.
Don't call me again.
Get out of here.
Stop flirting with me at the liquor store. You're going to be in some trouble.
All right. Okay? It's getting a little too close to reality for you.
You know?
All right. This has been fun.
Yep.
This has been fun.
Yep.
This is the way Monday should start. This is the way weeks should start. Yeah. Oh, let's see what happens.
Oh, I was. Oh, look it. I'm
wow,
a minute
you're
off.
Close. You're very good. You got it. Actually, it was 45:01 when you said that, so you're good.
Right.
All right. And that, of course, is about all we can do.
Next week, we'll do it all again.
But let's
Monday,
use different words.
It's annoying voice.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy yourselves. We wish you peace.
Hasta luego.
It's Russian, isn't it?